Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 3:01 on the West Coast and 6:01 on the East Coast. As I said, brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. From time to time, we'll have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and their gifts. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, and you, at the top of the page, you'll see psychic readings. Just click on that, and it'll take you to readings. Readings are done Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night, which we do accommodate the East Coast people for their time frame. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new, and if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do, and I'm glad that you are here. So I'm going to do birthdays real quick. Happy birthday to Miles Ramsey, Daisy Woodcox, Barbara Regenstein. I'm sorry, Barbara. It's always hard to say your last name. Anyway, and happy birthday to Kathleen Murphy, Gwendolyn Scott, Anna Dunez, and Devon Blanchard. And number one, Michael Powers. Michael Powers has a band here in Washington. At one of my birthday parties, he came and he sung, and his band did an excellent, excellent job. So happy birthday to you, Michael Powers, and also to Marie Morales and that new baby girl of you and your husband. Happy birthday, and happy birthday to Miss Jamila Wasson-Pihan. Always a pleasure. Okay, now we're through with birthdays, so let's do prayers, and then we're going to begin our calls. First prayer, our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony, and we are all one with the higher power and the universe. Every day our will creates 100% vibration and energy, pineal gland power, infinity of love, soul nourishment, and financial abundance. So be it, our wills will be done. We release all karmic density, spiritually, mental, and physical, from our past, our present, and our future lives, from the earth, moon, and sun, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. I have a request for the mate prayer, and so I shall do this. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us. Excuse me, had to turn the light on. I could see. Okay, who revels, partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, and who stimulates our mind and our bodies and our soul with his or her character, integrity, their honor, sincerity, and above all, her or his love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our attentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity and who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we all are, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into all our lives. So be it, all our wills will be done. Now, we can begin. The chat room is open. Just go in there, and hopefully maybe a couple of other people, psychics might show up. But anyway, the chat room is open. And also, I'd like to apologize. Monday night when Nina and I were on, the show had ended, and we were still helping a person, so we continued to help them. So if it cut off and you heard us talking and you didn't hear anything else, we continued on, but the show time was ended, and so the air ends the show. But anyway, we want to apologize for that. It was just so good. The show just went past, and we don't stop. We keep helping you, you know. Sometimes it's just that way. All right, so let's begin. Well, our first caller up is area code 770. You're the first caller. Welcome to the show. And who's this?
Shanika.
Hi, Shanika. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm fine.
Good, 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 good. And what can I answer for you this beautiful day?
Just a question about the modification where I'm sending as much as I can as far as the payment. And
okay.
I'm also sending a modification letter in tomorrow. Do you see that
good.
It's going to be pretty, pretty good, that the amount?
Oh, when you said for the modification. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes. Yep. Before you finished your question, the angels had already said yes. So whatever you were going to asking, it's a go. It's good.
Okay.
It is good. Yeah, they will. They will. In fact, they'll work with you. You might even get it lowered a little bit more.
Okay.
To be honest with you. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So, yes, everything is going in your favor right now. So I'm glad that you're on it. You know, because right now it's your time. Yes. It's a good week for you. Yes, ma'am. Well, thanks for calling. Did you want to hang up or
you
want to continue listening to the show? Oh,
I'm
okay. 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 Let me put this on there. Oops. There we go. Okay, next caller, area code 773. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, terrific. And yourself?
I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I have a question about a move. I would like to move to Amsterdam, and I was wondering what you see for that.
Move to Amsterdam. Okay, and your first name, please?
Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, that's my sister's name.
Oh.
I remember that. Yep. Okay, Elizabeth, so you want to move to Amsterdam, and you want to know if this is going to come about.
Yeah.
Okay, Amsterdam in Sweden? Is it Sweden or Switzerland?
Holland. It's
Holland.
Holland.
Oh, I'm way off. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
It's okay.
I was giving you some new countries.
Okay. Ooh. Well, if there's a better place to live, you can let me know, but I'm feeling like Amsterdam.
I see family.
Yeah.
Do you have family in Amsterdam?
It's family and friends.
I don't think that you
They're
know.
The closest people I have.
Okay.
My closest
okay.
friends are there.
Because I'm seeing closeness like family. You know, like it would
yeah.
be a sister or a brother to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Does
it seem
yeah,
like it's going to happen?
Yeah, God, they'd welcome you with. Yeah, they're going to welcome you with open arms. It's going to happen. It's, you know,
can
and it's
you
unique
with?
What you're
yeah.
doing. It's unique what,
am I doing?
You're doing that you're going to, well, you're doing something for yourself to broaden your aspects about life spiritually, mentally, and physically. But also, these people that are going to be around you, they're going to lift that even more. I mean, it's just like, you know what it feels like if you were going home to Thanksgiving? I'll put it like that.
Yeah. Well,
and you know how you'd
be
happy around family and eating and drinking
yeah.
and laughing? Okay, this is how you're going to be with this. Okay, this is how you're going to be, honey, with this group of people. That's how they're going to make you feel like you're at home. Even though you were born here, they're going to make you feel like you're at home there.
It
yeah.
does feel like I'm at home. Do you think it's going to happen this year or next year? It seems so complicated, like, getting there.
No, it can happen this year. In fact, you should get clearance by August. I see paperwork, but I see check marks like it's okay, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. So I would say by September you could seriously start thinking about making that move. Because all your paperwork will be finished by August. So whatever that you're doing, visa, work permit, or whatever, you know, before you get over there, it'll all go through by the end of August. You'll be done. In September, you can.
I haven't even started it. Wow.
Well, start.
I haven't even started it.
Start this summer.
Because it's super expensive. So it seems like it's all just going to work out. I don't even know where the money's going to come from. Okay.
Yeah, but I want you to start the paperwork. This is June, so you want to start it at least by the 1st of July. Get all your paperwork going because it's going to take a minute. That's what I'm saying. It's cleared by August, so it might be like 30 or 60 days for everything to get done. But by September, so don't worry about the money. You put it out there in the universe. You are going to Amsterdam, and nothing's going to hinder you or stop you from going.
This is amazing. I had no idea. I'm like starting from scratch with $0, zero paperwork, zero everything, and that's kind of amazing to me. Okay.
Well, yeah. When you make one step, you know, the universe will take two. So once you put it out there. But it's for you. It's for you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's like you feel like you're at home.
Yeah, I want to raise
Even
my
though,
little girl there
yeah.
and not here. So.
Well, you'll do fine. You'll do fine. I'm telling you, these people are like family. I have a real good feeling, just like I said, like almost like Thanksgiving. Like, it's just a real good feeling. Like, wow, this is where I should be. This is where I want to be.
The complication was really that, like, I didn't know if her father was going to be able to join. So it sounds
well, I don't know
like
about
everything
that.
Is a go.
I'm just looking at you. But paperwork,
okay.
Start your paperwork. It'll be done in August. You'll be cleared to go. September, start to get serious about this move. For you and your daughter or your boyfriend, your husband, whatever. Yeah, in September gets serious. So that's just around the corner. We're just about at the end of June now. So in 2 months' time.
God.
Yeah, it's going to go by rapidly, very quickly. But the universe is pushing you there because it's for you.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to book a session with you because I have so many more questions right now. So thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling. And it's going to happen. Yeah.
Oh,
yep,
thank God.
Yep. And,
all right.
Yeah. Okay. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling.
You have a wonderful day, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 203. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Linus. My name is Ann. I'm calling you from Connecticut. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome, Ann, and welcome.
Thank
what can
you.
I answer for you today, young lady?
Okay, I have new neighbors coming in, and that's a good thing. But they have decided that the oak tree, which is well over 200 years old, over my house and theirs, mostly over mine, is coming down. They are going to take this tree down. So there's not much I can do about it. I'm upset about it. It could be unsafe. I'm not sure. It's probably not unsafe for me. I had cables put in it a couple of years ago, but they seem determined. They showed me the tree guy today. So I just wanted your take on it. You know, should I say prayers or... I mean, I have oaks in my yard, but I don't think I can do anything about it. It originates on their property.
Oh, okay. Because if it was in your yard, I was going to tell you something to do to stop them from chopping it down. But it's in the other people's yard, huh? So it just overhangs into your yard.
It's like a stone wall, but I don't think the stone wall really belongs to either of us. That's like an ancient thing. from a farm maybe, but it, she, in fact, the young lady said to me today, young, you know, she's probably in her 20s, said to me today that it's on their property. I don't know whether she's talked to insurance company. The insurance company is making it part of the deal. But worried it's going to come down on their house, even though I mean, I have cables in it. I'm sure she could put cables. But her tree guy is saying, to me, he said the cables aren't sufficient if there's a bad storm. So her feeling is that tree, her, she said to me, if that tree came down in my house, it would be against her insurance. I doubt it would come in this direction, but they seem to be very afraid of this tree, which is weird.
Now,
it's a big tree.
Let me ask you, Ann, now, have you had anybody survey it? You know, look at the tree to see, is it a possibility that it would do damage to your house or their house?
No. I have had a roofer tell me it's probably going to go in their direction. I had a snow guy that used to be afraid of the tree. So then I had all of the branches that were over my roof that were risky cut back, and that's when I had the wires put in. I mean, but
okay,
it does lean towards their direction. So, I mean, I can't really predict that. You know?
Yeah. I'm sorry. There's not really, Ann, anything other than having an expert tree person come in to analyze it and see. Yeah, it's on their property. They can, you know, they can do that. I understand. And something that old, I wouldn't want to cut it down. But if the leaves, can it be, like, trimmed down, Ann?
That
part of the tree,
I'm,
can it be trimmed down?
I asked her if she would, I said, and I told, okay, so it's the father is Antonio Raphael, and I think she said her name is Katrina. It's the wife, I think, or the girlfriend that's afraid of it, Maria. They're Dominican. I think they're from the Dominican Republic. So the English in some cases is not too good. I asked her about cutting the branches on her side, and she said, well, it's her fear, she keeps using the word fear, is that if this tree goes against my house, it would be against her insurance. So I don't know whether she had someone look at it, and they said, it's got to go. Because she just keeps saying, it's got to go, it's got to go, it's got to go.
Yeah, somebody told her that.
Right.
Told them that. Yeah. Well, maybe they've experienced a tree hitting their domain, not this particular one. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, that they've had this experience someplace before, whether it was
in
the homeland or somewhere at another. I got that feeling today. I did get that feeling.
Yes. Yeah. As they've experienced this before, so that's why they're so adamant about this tree coming down. And I'm seeing right now that they did experience this before where they lost half the roof from a tree. So, yeah. They are scared. When they tell you that they're fearful, they are. They've went through this already once before, and they're determined not to go through it again.
So we're not talking past life here. This happened to them, like, in Dominican Republic or in Connecticut?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. At another, No. Not there. Somewhere else. But they have experienced that where they lost half a roof.
I can understand
their fear now.
So not in Connecticut, in their homeland, like Dominican Republic?
Yes.
Okay. I have a very strong feeling there's nothing I can do about it. That happened for a reason, that there's got to be a gift in it, that I'm going to have to somehow transfer energy to, like, another oak tree in the yard. I'm sure they look over this tree. They're going to leave a stump there, which is going to be a huge stump.
Well, but the stump won't affect your yard by any means, though. That's just on them, right?
I mean, what were you going to tell me if it originated on my side? What were you going to tell me to do?
Put some salt all the way around the tree, and that'll stop them from cutting it down.
You know what's
but it's
really
on their property.
You know what's really funny is I put leftover salt from a bagel out there on my own. and I do
yeah,
have
but it's in...
I do have six. Well, no, there's no fence. They're not even moved in yet, so I don't know when they're going to take this down. I'm surprised they have the money to take it down, because that's an expensive proposition, you know.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it from both sides, from your side and her side, and they just, yeah. There's nothing you could do. It really isn't. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
If it was on your side of the property, we could take care of it, but no, not in theirs, because I don't want you to have any problems with your new neighbor, so...
Yeah.
You can let
mother,
the tree know. You can pray to the tree and tell it that, you know, you're thankful for the years it has given you shade and you know, beauty and all that, and that now it's time, you know, that it has to go because of the new people. Yeah.
Right. Nothing I can do. Well, I still think
yeah.
something good's got to come out of it. That's the only thing I can think of. Although I will have less
yeah.
shade.
You have less shade, yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you, Ann, I commend you for what you have done to try and save that tree, but, yeah, their experience and, you know, their new neighbors, they just, that's how they feel, and just a done deal. I'm sorry,
no,
it's just a done deal,
thinking,
yeah.
The other thing I'm thinking is it's happening because something was going to happen and that it's saving us. From
that. Well, and then too, they may have the fear, as you stated, that with them, if it was a strong storm come through and it's on your side, yeah, they're going to have to pay for any damages to your yard and your house. That's for certain. So
that's what she's worried about.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just going to be at peace with it.
Yeah, well, like I said, I commend you for your effort, you know.
Thanks.
God bless you for that. But, yep, just one of those things, my dear, you know.
Mm.
You've done all that you could do, so.
Well, my neighbor's my other neighbor on the other side's upset, too, because she's into the trees and the plants and everything, but I told her I'm not going to start legal stuff and all that, and, you know, maybe part of it originates over here. I said, it's too expensive to get into, I think.
It's not worth it. Save your money.
She probably had someone look at it. I don't know who's paying for it. I'd love to know who's paying for it. You know, so. But they've gone to town. They've uprooted everything in this yard, including a beautiful little evergreen that was probably a Christmas tree. The whole yard has been, like, scorched earth. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's their, you know, that's their choice. Their property. They bought it so they can do what they want. Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah. Sorry, Ann. I wish I had better news for you.
Okay. I appreciate your looking at it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady. You're listening to Psychic Readings Sunday, Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I am checking the chat room, so guest 179, welcome to the show. If you have a question, I will be popping in and out of the chat room to check. So, okay. Area code 417, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda from Florida.
Hi, Brenda from Florida. How's the weather down there? I know better than ours.
Oh, it's good. It's actually Linda. I'm sorry. Sometimes it's
Oh,
muffled.
I'm sorry, Linda. Oh, sorry,
That's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. It's all good. But, yeah, my question would be is I have a business that I'm starting, and how do you see that going for me?
Oh, okay. Can you name what kind of business you're in?
It has to do with baking.
Okay, leave it at that. That's good enough.
Okay.
Ooh, wait a minute. Boy, the angels came real quick. There's something that you make, a tart or something that's just out of this world. People love it. What is that, Linda?
I do cupcakes.
Okay, well, cupcake. But it's one of them that you make is so good, the angels are telling me, like, it would be a fast seller, fast money maker. So I don't know which one that you make, but you're really good at one of them that will sell like pancakes. So they're telling me that right now. Okay. Let's see what else. Catering. I see you doing stuff at the schools too. It's like special events or whatever that they have at the schools, and they have your cupcakes. Have you come in with the cupcakes? Wow, and it's a hit, too. I see, like, okay, angels, you're talking to me fast. Schools, churches, community centers, nursing homes, adult
events,
facilities. Oh, God, it's just going on. Okay, what else, angels? Boy, they're just going through. I'm writing it down so I won't forget it. Okay, that's it? Okay. So you can sell at the schools, at, what is this, the church, community center, nursing homes, of course, adult facilities. So they're saying, like, if you went with a few, okay, let me tell you. The angels are saying if you go with a few samples to these different areas and tell them that you're available, contractually, of course, but you're available for special events. I mean, you set it up like you need a week in advance notice or 3 days, whatever. But anyway, as you go around and you give them the card, and I see you not only just giving them a business card, but like a little piece of paper, like a brochure, but it's just a paper that has pictures of some of your cupcakes on there and who you are, and that you're readily available not only for these but even private. You know, if like say at the schools and maybe the teachers are having something or like right now, but if Linda, could you, you know, they'll ask you, you know, can you do it for us, you know, a private thing, like, sure, as long as you're paying me. You know, I'm there. But yeah,
do you see me Do you see me actually making a profit or doing good at it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when you go around to these different areas that I just mentioned, they're going to be calling you. They're telling me, okay, now I'm seeing money. Now I'm seeing money. It's just flying in the air. That tells me that you're going to get a lot of clients. Because the money's just flying. So that means it's just coming in from anywhere. There's no Pacific. It's just as you go around to these different places and take your samples and stuff, where you know it, you're going to get a call like, could you do 30 or a couple of dozen, you know, cupcakes?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, sure, okay. But it'll just start coming in. I mean, the more you go around to these different areas, schools, of course, the churches, of course, churches are always having things. Community centers, because people even rent rooms in a community center, right, for different events. Nursing homes, well, yeah, because you know what, people come in, I'm thinking like birthdays, and maybe the family come in and, you know, have a little something for their mom or their dad. They could have you come in with a dozen cupcakes.
Okay.
And then the other one is adult facility. Adult facilities, geez, you know, it's endless there, you know.
What do you mean an adult facility?
Well, it's elderly too, but they're mobile. Adult facilities, they can go and come. You know, go grocery shopping, clothing, whatever they want to do. Where the nursing home, you know, it's limited. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But the adult ones, they go. It's just that for them, you know, maybe they don't want to live in an apartment or something, you know.
Right.
A little bit cheaper, which they are. I can tell you, because the ones here are like $800 to $1,200 for a two-bedroom. I'm like, wow. I went to check it out, and you know what? They told me I made too much money. Really?
Oh, goodness.
But anyway, that's okay. That's all right. It's life. Yeah, so you're going to do real good, Linda. In fact, the angels are telling me from October to December, you're going to be pulling your hair out. In fact, I see you hiring two more people. Yep, I see you hiring two more ladies. But, yeah, you're going to be pulling your hair out because you're so busy, lady. Oh, Linda.
Oh, good.
You are so busy. They're showing me from October. It's like you're just going to be working your butt off, woman.
Okay. Well,
but, I mean, it's good.
Season.
You're making money.
Yeah.
You're making money.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep, you're making money.
Well, I have you
so
on
whatever
that.
One that's the best one that you have, like the angel said, the one that you know is a million-dollar seller, that's the one I want you to take as an example as you go into
I
these different
I'll
places.
I'll find out. I guess I'll have to find out, or maybe it's the design I do or something like that.
Well, they said it's one of them that you do is just, it's a seller. It's a money maker.
Okay.
So.
I guess I'll have to find out and see what people buy mostly of, right?
Yeah, and keep in touch. You know, call me back maybe in September or August, you know, because, hey, I'll do an order with you, you know. Do you do out of state? Do you make orders to send out of state?
Normally I can't because it's kind of hard to ship it, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Well,
I would
anyway,
so.
Let me know how you're doing because I know you're going to do good. You're going to
awesome,
do really
awesome.
Good. Yeah. In fact, I'll tell you right now, congratulations, Linda.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Can I ask one,
okay.
One quick thing is, am I going to go visit my mom in Canada this year, or is that like a no-go?
Well, I'm only going to answer this because we don't do two questions. You have to call back in for a second question. No, 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 but I'll go ahead because the board is not full, so I can answer. I see delay.
Okay.
I see delay, yeah. In fact, I think you plan to go in the fall, but you are so busy, it's just hard for you to get away.
Okay.
All right.
I wasn't sure.
I see you want to do that, yeah. It's just because of your business. You're just so hella busy, woman.
Well, that's good, though,
it's not
right?
that you don't want to go. I see you want to see your mom, you know. It's just, you know, maybe think about
later on
the
in
summer,
the
summer, like July or August. Yeah, but later in the year, you're just going to be real busy. So maybe, you know, you can run up during the summer and come back or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and
I'll welcome.
Keep in touch
you're welcome.
With you.
You have a wonderful weekend again. Congratulations, young lady.
Oh, thank you, hon. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller, area code 203. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Spencer. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Spencer. I am doing great. Oh, I'm doing great. And yourself?
Great. I could be better. My daughter just got a job as an adult film actress. I guess it's the best way I could say it. And I don't know if she's going to be healthy and how God's going to view her when she goes up to the Pearly Gates. How is Saint Peter going to let her in? I'm just so worried.
Yes, he'll let her in. Why wouldn't they? It doesn't matter what you've done on this earth. You're still a spirit, a soul, a human being.
But she's
having
anal sex every single.
Okay, well, Spencer,
like,
you got to look at it this way.
She's
grown. Is she grown? Is she a grown woman?
She's a grown woman. She's 18 years young. She just got the job yesterday.
So you're telling me she's in the porno field?
Yeah.
Is that it? She's a film actress in the porno field?
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they don't even they don't even check for safety anymore. And the company she's in, they just go in and they film. They just find some random homeless guy off the street disgusting. You don't know where his pecker has been. So, like, I'm worried that she's going to get gonorrhea, herpes, HIV, anything, hepatitis, you know. Yeah, I'm so scared.
I don't see that happening to her, but I do see that she does check. She does go in, I think, like once a month or something, and she has herself checked out to make sure everything is okay. Yeah.
They do. But
I don't see any diseases and stuff like that
like
coming upon your daughter.
It's so big now. Like, it's, like, really crazy. And she always needs a donut to sit on the way home. And, like, right now, she's getting fucked in the ass. And, like, it's, like, really insane.
Well, what's your daughter's first name? Let me concentrate
her name is Hillary.
First name.
Her name is Hillary.
No. Okay, I don't want her last name. Okay, Hillary. Well, she's doing this because it's fast money. That's why. It's fast money, and they pay him, I guess, a decent wage. I don't see her being in that field long. I think in 6 months she's out of there. Yep, about 6 months she's not going to be doing that anymore. Something happens that it wakes her up. That's not where she wants to be. She may want to do acting, but that's definitely not it. Yeah. Something's going to wake her up in 6 months. So it's not forever. You'll be okay. Hello, Spencer?
Hello?
Oh, go ahead. I don't know. I guess I lost him. Yes. Go ahead. Who's this? Welcome to the show.
Hi. This is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Terrific. And what can I answer for you today?
I wanted to ask you about my love life. What do you see with me and Kyle in the future?
Okay, Victoria and Kyle. He's a smooth operator. I don't know what that means, but anyway, they just told me he's a smooth operator. And I'm seeing Michael Jackson's video in front of me right now. I don't know why. So he's a smooth operator. Okay. It's a relationship that can work, but you're going to have to be the alpha female. You're going to have to come with it, Victoria. Be the alpha female, and he'll listen. I see he has some weak points about him, like he can be manipulated and, how can I say this? He can be used if he's not careful. I'll put it like that. He can be used. So he needs to think about things, too. I'm not saying that you would do it, Victoria, but
yeah.
I guess, like, people would take his kindness for weakness. I'll put it like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, they could come to him with a sad story, and he'd fall for it instead of really checking it out. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. He's got a good heart.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know. I see y'all as just at the beginning, just kind of like learning each other, communicating, understanding. Yep. So I would say hang in there. Don't kick him to the curb. Hang in there with him, Victoria. But like I said, alpha, when I say alpha, you're going to have to be the strong person for this relationship.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, give it a chance.
Yeah.
Give him a chance, yeah. I feel he's a good guy. I do.
Yeah, no, he is. Do you see him, like, coming forward and being, like, ready for a relationship soon? Because he he got, like, divorced, like, a little over a year ago, so he's kind of been, like, kind of scared to get into something new, and, because he went through a really bad marriage, like, it was, and what you said about, you know, people taking advantage of him, I think, like,
well, thank you for the validation. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I
well,
think
that's why you have to be the alpha. You're going to have to be the strong one and help him through this, because he is a good guy. But you're going to have to help him through this. And when I say that, I mean, like, communication to understand, right? So you're not going to say, oh, this person wasn't that and wasn't this. Nuh-uh. Don't go there. Go into the conversation like, what can we do together to make us both good people?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've been trying to do that, and I think he's, like, seen, I think he sees that side of me, how I'm, like, very, like, kind and want to be helpful and help him through his pain. I think he definitely sees that, and he's opened up to me. But he's just, like, at a place where he's kind of, like, scared. Like, I think he wants a relationship with me, but he's kind of, like, postponing that, and, like, because I think it's out of fear. So I kind of am just, like, giving him space right now, and then I'm hoping that, like, that will get him to kind of come forward a little bit so that he doesn't feel so, like, pressured.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. You're doing good.
Yeah.
Like I said, give him a chance. Just keep the communication open, but make it be logical, not emotional. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I say logical, when you're communicating, you know, have you looked at it this way or that way, instead of emotional, like, well, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. You know, shutting down, like, no. Good guy.
Yeah.
Communicate, and he'll listen. Yeah, he's vulnerable. You're right. He is vulnerable right now with his feelings and emotions. So, you know, like I said, you're right at the beginning. Take it day by day, and just be who you are. You're a good person, Victoria, and you're intelligent and you're strong. So let those things of you come out. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Do you think he'll reach out to me?
I'm sorry?
Do you think that he will reach out to me soon?
That he will talk to you? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll talk to you. Yes. Yeah.
Like, so he'll initiate that?
Yes. You remember, you're the alpha. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So just remember, he's a smooth operator, okay? All
okay.
Right. Okay. So give him a chance.
Right,
thank you for calling. All right, honey. I'm going to check in the chat room right quick. Welcome again, guest 179, and welcome, Gabby, to the show. I'm here in Sade Sing Smooth Operator. Thank you, Gabby. I love it. All right, next caller. Area code, 407. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. I'm listening to you both on my telephone and on my tablet. And this is Lori.
Lori or Maury? Say it again.
Lori with an L.
Lori. Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Lori. How are you today, young lady?
I'm doing real well. Thank you for asking. Enjoying the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Is there anything that I can answer for you, young lady?
Yeah, that would be great. My hands were tied, and I was forced to go to the ethics committee at work and to file a grievance against a manager. And her first name is Heather, and I didn't want to do it, but it was just plain written on the wall that I had no choice. It is around a disability issue. Basically, I'm being targeted for having a disability, bottom line. And it's not right, and I can go on, get another job, not a problem. But this isn't the first time this has happened to me, and I'm not going to let this one go.
No, and you shouldn't. They're telling me right now, stand up for yourself 150%. Stand up for yourself. You will win. You'll win this case. I'm going to tell you right now. But stand up. The angels are saying, stand up for what you know is right. Believe in yourself. And yes, you did do right. You did do right to put a grievance in.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But you're going to win your case. You are going to win your case.
Yeah, I did it in a very, I'm going to say it, a very spiritual way. Not expecting any kind of an outcome, not as a vendetta. I lifted my thought process higher in the form of this needs to be highlighted. We need to shine a light on this because it's just not right. And I am scheduled to go back to work because basically what she did was she cut my hours because I asserted what's already on file, which is workplace accommodations. And
right.
Should I just go to work on Wednesday? I don't see her. She manages remotely, but she is being influenced by somebody at work. And I'm a writer, freelance writer. So I'm pretty able to put things in very, very clear format, and I believe that
good.
That's what I did with grievance today. So my point being, I should just move on from this job and just hang this up and just be grateful and probably just let this grievance go through. Does that sound good?
Well, sure, you can do that and go to another job, but yes, but do put that grievance in. You not only do you have the right, it's the principle, okay? It's the principle of the thing. So put your grievance in. Even though you may leave and go to another job, they'll let you know you did win your case, you know.
Oh, yeah,
so,
no, I've already
yep.
done that. I've already put my grievance in, and I had to bite my tongue
okay.
for 2 weeks to see what move she was going to make to just settle it in my mind. Basically, I waited for 2 weeks for her to hang herself, and she did.
Okay.
And,
well,
yeah,
that's why everything is going to turn out all right then, because they're not telling me anything bad that it'll turn out right. And if you want to go to another job, you can do that too, either stay there or go to another job. Me, now, not the angels, I would move on. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would just move on. But, yeah, it's the principle of it. That was uncalled for, the way
yeah,
she treated
she,
you. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I know, and I just want, I guess, clarity on this. It's because she was influenced by uneducated, untrained gossip and garbage. Is that right? That's my intuitive on that.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, part of it.
What is the other part, if you don't mind?
Her. Me? Her.
Mm-hmm.
And why I'm saying her is because the position that she's in, she knows to be fair and look at both sides of the issue. And don't take somebody else's word just because you're good friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it is her, too. Because she knows professionally the way she handled that was way wrong, and she knows it. Well, of course, because she got caught up in her own shit. But, yeah.
What just baffles
yep.
me is how in 2018, with everything on the internet and research at our finger can get away with doing stuff like that. Blows the mind.
Well, you'd be surprised, honey. People do ugly stuff every day. And I just leave it like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're
going to
be fine. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. You're going to be fine. Your grievance is going to be on your behalf. And if you move on, you're right. You will find another job pretty quick. Pretty
Ooh.
Quick. Yep. Because you went about
wow.
this in the right way. So the universe is blessing you that you don't have to be in a delay zone. Instead, you'd be in the zone of like, okay, I'll have another job in a week or two. Yep, you will.
Wow. I've got that and that squared away, and I thank you for giving me confirmation.
You are most welcome.
And I've got one.
Thank you for calling. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm fighting a plagiarism issue that's huge. Do you think that's going to clear up, or do I keep on fighting?
Well, I can't answer that because it's another question. So if you call back in, I'll be more than glad to answer that for you.
No, no.
How's that?
Heart. I'm going to listen to you.
Sure.
I'm still learning, and I'm still going to hold on to the line if you'll let me, but I'd learn from every situation.
Oh, sure. Yes, you're welcome to stay on the show, and thank you for calling, and I'll keep you on. No problem.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Sure. Okay, area code 770. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Janika again.
Oh, okay. That's fine, honey. What can I answer for you?
I have a best friend I've known for like 8 years, and we disconnected. And I was wondering, I guess, how she's doing, and do you see a reconnection?
Okay, just the first name, please.
Keontae.
Whoa. On the left side, I see a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her life, God? Why am I seeing that?
Mm-hmm.
She's mixed up in something, but it's going real fast. But it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, it's not good. Because it's like a tornado. A tornado, to me, is fast and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing the angel showed me was a tornado with her name. I don't know what she's doing. I'll say this: whatever she's doing, she's going to get caught up in it, and it's going to be fast. Like if she's doing something, excuse me, I have the hiccups. If she's doing something that she's not supposed to be doing, she's going to get caught up real fast in it, and it's destructive.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why they showed me a tornado. So, She's in the other things. Thank God you're not there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, okay. She's gotten caught up in something she shouldn't have.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Excuse me. I got a drink of water right quick. I didn't hiccup on the phone. Okay. I'm back. But anyway, that's what I feel. I'm not even feeling a good person about her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just going to ask you straight up because I shoot from the hip. Is she a shit starter?
She can be, yeah.
Okay. That would explain that. Okay. Well, yeah, she's okay. I'll just put it like
okay.
that. She's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So just glad that you're not around her.
Okay.
Okay. That wouldn't be the best person for you to be around right now. Mm-mm.
Right.
No.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling back. All righty, next caller. That's Lori. I forgot. Sorry, Lori. I know you wanted to hold on. Okay, area code 203. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Ann again. If you had time for another question, I was going to ask you about my other neighbor.
Okay, go ahead, Ann. All right.
She's had various incidents happen, but she now thinks, well, she's 78, so, but I don't think it's her imagination, that there's a young man across the street who's threatening her. There were some young people today, like teenagers, who stopped in a car and startled her and told her they were going to take her picture. So she thinks she's being targeted. She also feels like when she, it always happens when she's leaving her house. So she thinks someone's watching her movements and that they mean her harm. She doesn't want to leave this house, at least not yet. She can't afford to. She moved in 2009. So she's by herself. She has four sons, but they really, they didn't really have the time, I think, to help her out. I try to do what I can, but I don't know if there's anything telling her to go to the community officer. But she's a child from these young people.
What's her first name, Ann?
Okay, her first name is Sandy. Sandra.
Yeah. Okay.
June
she's 3rd. An elderly woman?
Yeah, 1940.
Bless her heart.
Yes, yes. But she, you'd never know it. She's quite sharp. She does yard work and all that. She has animals. She's a dog cat lady.
Let's see. Well, first up, you know, she does have some mental issues, right? You're aware
okay.
of that?
I wasn't sure.
Okay. Okay, well, that's the first thing Angel said. She has some mental issues.
You mean like dementia or?
They didn't say.
Or like depression. Okay. Personality, maybe.
Depression is one, yes.
Oh.
Tell me, depression is one thing. She loves her family, but they don't really come by to see her.
That's right.
It's too bad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she loves them. I don't think she's being watched. I just think that the young people, you know, it's wrong on their part because they're teasing her and she's an older woman and they shouldn't do that. But I don't think she's really being watched as much as they just get on her nerves.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
She thought she heard this guy say, let's kill her. And then his mother said, no, she's a nice lady. We're not. I think part of that could be imagination, you know, that's getting away from her.
Yeah. You know what she can do, and you might want to suggest it, is have an officer come by and just talk to her.
Well,
at least take a report. And I'll tell you why, because if it becomes a pattern where
mm-hmm. –
she's, you know, always feeling this way, they can check it out if it is the kids in the neighborhood being stupid, right? Or
right.
if it's just a mental issue.
Right.
So, yeah, she should call them and at least because, hey, we never know. Sometimes we think people are just talking out their head and they're telling the God's truth and nobody listens, right?
Oh, that's
so
that's
why
what
I'm saying. She should report it, at least get a report done, and then that way if it happens again, they can watch these kids in the neighborhood or assess her, one of the two. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I told her to do. But once again, one son told her, if those people see the police car in your driveway, they're going to know you're probably going to call when they made the loud music. And I said, oh, so she won't. She's afraid to call. She's afraid of retaliation. You know, so.
No, she won't have retaliation. If anything, it'll help her. Because if
that's
they keep doing this, like I said, then she has a pattern. She can say, look, you know, this has been going on for 2 weeks now. I'm tired of it. You need to do something
right.
about it. But they
right.
have already received calls from her, right? So that's why I was saying a pattern. Because sometimes the elderly, they get overlooked. And they just think, okay, because they're old, you know, they're probably, you know, Alzheimer's or similar, whatever. And not necessarily true.
Right.
It really could
right.
be something happening, you know. So that's why I don't want to disregard it and tell you to have her at least make a report for her behalf. Yeah. Okay?
That's what I'm going to tell her. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling for her. Yes, ma'am. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I also want to welcome in guest 242 and guest Texas Pearl in the chat room. Thank you, folks. If you have a question, put it out there, and I will come into the chat room and check. Okay. Next caller. Oops. Oops. There we go. Okay, next caller. Area code 407, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
It's me again.
How
are you? Well, you got me.
Okay. Go ahead. You got another question for me? Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I do. I'm an aspiring writer. And I've put a lot out into the universe in a good and positive way. Been dealing with a lot of plagiarism and actually some online stalking. I want to know, when do you see this coming to a head so I can just stop being bothered and be published?
Oh, yeah. Because you're saying that there's plagiarism. People are stealing your stuff, Lori?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Gosh, when will it end? I don't know. If you're a good writer, you know somebody's always trying to copy. I don't know because you're they're telling me you deal with the public, so it's going to be out there. Even the angels are baffled. They don't know what to say. They kind of got me in a like a ohm zone, you know. I don't know, Lori. They're not telling me. I'm not getting a clear answer to answer your question. Can you copyright your stuff?
Yeah, this is the thing. If something's already published, and this is such a catch-22. If something's already published, it should not be plagiarized because it's been published. Now, I do publish, but yet it does get plagiarized. So it's kind of, you know, where do I go from here? And also, the names Sherry and Rob are two people that are just constantly stalking me. And I have been public about them, their full names, filed every kind of public report you can think of. And they haven't been in hiding. I've exposed them.
Yeah. Because the Sherry, nose problem, really bad. Nosy. What are you doing? What are you working on? How can I help you? Well, she's not going to help you. She's just going to use it. Yeah, I want you to copyright. Everything that you do when you put it out, just copyright. Add it to the list. You have one copyright thing, and just add that to the list. That way, when they plagiarize, at least you can go back and make them pay you for that. Right? If you're going to use my words and my paragraph and stuff, then you're going to pay me. Just be like, a Hollywood actor. Somebody wants to take a picture with them. Some may do it like, okay, fine. And others say, no, it'll cost you to take a picture with me. So that's how I want you to be. Copyright all your stuff. But Sherry, I'll let you know, she's just being real nosy. To her benefit, not yours. And I think you know
she's
that already.
Living. Yeah, she's delusional.
Yeah.
She scratches my name off and adds her own. She adds her face to my writing. She's delusional. It's out of her mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, copyright all your stuff. Do it. I'm an author, too.
And Rob
yeah.
the same way.
Copyright.
Wow.
Well,
Rob,
I can't ask.
I would be the same way.
Okay. All right, Lori, I got to move on. The board is full, but yeah, just copyright, honey, to cover yourself. All right, thanks for calling back. Appreciate it. All right, next call, area code 941. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today, young lady?
Good. It's a wet day, so I'm hanging out inside on the computer. And
okay.
I would like to know if I've been in a really long love relationship dry spell. Do you see that changing anytime soon?
Okay, what's his first name, Catherine?
No, there isn't any. That's the problem.
Oh, you're at, oh, I thought you said you were in a long-term relationship.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no.
You,
it's
you
been
want,
a
oh.
very long dry spell without anyone.
Oh. Oh, Catherine, go to the show. They're showing me movies and theaters. Movie, theater, where else? Coffee shop. Oh, yeah, that's always good. They're telling me places for you to go to meet people. They're saying the movie, theater, if you like plays, go see a play. Coffee shop. I don't know if you drink coffee or tea. Yeah, they're not. Well, now they're showing me this guy. He's a big. Okay, he's a big man, like about 6'4", 6'3", 6'4". He's big. He's thick. He's not obese, but he's big. Big man, thick.
That's my type. I like tall guys.
I'm getting a letter O and N Henri. It's like a name, but it's foreign. It's not. Yeah, it's a foreign name. I'll just say O N R Y Henri.
Okay.
Which Henri to us is different for us.
It's something different.
Henri, but yeah. But you're telling me it's a foreign name. So in somebody's name, but yeah. This guy, yeah, he's foreign.
Okay.
Let me see. What else can you tell me about Henri? And he doesn't live far from you. They say he lives about 5 miles from where you're at right now. So he's in your community.
Okay. I need to start getting out more often.
Yeah, I'm not seeing someone introducing you to him. You meet him on your own.
Okay.
So the only thing I can tell you is like those places, a movie theater, a coffee shop, you see this man, and let me tell you, he's got a beautiful, oh, my God, he's got a beautiful smile. He's got perfect teeth, perfect teeth. Just when he smiles, it just lights up the world. He's just got a beautiful smile. That's one way of looking at him. His hair is kind of thin. He's got hair, but it's kind of thin. And, you know, he's losing it. And they say he's between maybe 50, 52.
That's
somewhere
my
right
age.
In there.
I'm 54.
Okay. Right. In, well, he's right there, right next to you. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying he's an engineer, and I'm not for sure of what.
Okay.
I got comics, but I didn't understand that. Engineer of comics, what? I don't understand. So the angels are not telling me, like, does something comical as an engineer? Maybe that's his little side job. He's a comedian or something. I don't know. I don't know,
but
I'm feeling good. I got good feelings off this guy, spiritually and mentally. So
good.
Yeah, and in 2 weeks, 2 weeks' time, you're going to meet this guy. So he's right around the corner. So now when you're out and about, Catherine, I want you to look at men. Don't just walk past him. When you see that guy that I just described, beautiful smile, he's tall and kind of thick, stop right then. Use your womanly wiles.
There we go. It's like Starbucks.
Yep, that's him, and he's a good guy. And remember, he's got a funny name, so when he tells you his name, and it's you know, it's not like a common name, like, oh, that's the guy. That's the guy Lennon did.
You're
him.
I've been waiting for you. Where have you been? Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Well,
thanks
for calling.
Very much.
Yeah, wish you the very best. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller, area code 478. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, this is Janisha.
Janisha?
Yes,
ma'am. Is that right?
Yes,
Janisha.
Ma'am.
Ooh, that's pretty. I like that. All right, Miss Janisha, what can I answer for you today, young lady?
I'm just trying to figure out when my finances will come in order and will I find love soon.
Okay, finances is when you can get back to work. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, ma'am. I've been working, trying to get a job somewhere, and my uncle, he's trying to help. The job is enough to pay, my bills and still have some. And I'm hoping I can, I get this job, because if I can, I can, be a little bit below the water.
Yeah, because with your uncle, it's not going to work out. I can tell you, I got a bad pain cross my head when you mention your uncle and you're working. Something's coming up. You have an interview Wednesday. Did you just apply for something last week? I see you having an interview on Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am. I put in an application. Well, I put it in last week, and I went in and interviewed.
Okay.
A couple of days ago.
Okay, because you got an interview Wednesday, so they're probably going to call you Monday to come in for interview. That job, they're telling me, is a possibility. I guess it's up to you and how you present yourself. Sell yourself really good, Janisha, because you can get that job. There's another job, too. In fact, there's three. Now they're telling me, whoa, 1, 2, 3. Whew. Okay, before the end of July, you're going to have 3 chances at jobs before the end of July. Okay, so whatever that you're applying for, there's 3 different opportunities coming your way. And one of the 3 is going to pay real good, but the hours might be long. So just to let you know, out of the 3 that's coming up, 1, the hours, and when I mean the hours are long, like you might work Monday through Friday, but they might have you come in and work a Saturday and Sunday too, where you might do a 7-day stretch. So just to let you know, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when you go in for the interview and they tell you when you're working and stuff. So just to let you know, out of the 3, one of them, you might be working a lot on that one.
Yes, ma'am.
You're applying yourself. They're coming up, like I said, before the end of July. You're going to be working at one of these 3 jobs. So keep applying. Somebody's getting ready to come through for you.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. That's it.
Okay, you don't see anything about dating, period?
No, that's another question, and I'm sorry, Janisha,
okay,
answer that for you. But, that's okay. You just have to call back in with a second question. My board is full now. When it's not full, I don't mind kind of easing it, although Nina always told me, one question.
Yes, okay, I understand.
Yeah, but thank you for calling, and I wish you the very best. You'll be working before the end of July, so call me back. Let me know. All right.
Okay.
Have a good week, young lady. All right. Next call, area code 267. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Della.
Spell your name. I'm sorry.
All right. Stella.
Oh, Stella. Okay. Oh, good afternoon, Stella. Welcome to the show. What can I help you with, young lady?
I'm looking for a part-time job, and I have one, but I want to quit. It's costing me more money to get there, and so I was just wondering, do you see me finding something else?
Have you thought about cashiering at a store? I'm hearing that in the background, cashier at a grocery store. Yeah, it's a grocery store. Have you thought about that?
No, I was going to go to like a mall and see what kind of jobs that they have available.
Okay, we'll still stay within the cashier vein. So they're showing me like at a grocery store, but at a mall, yeah, cashiers at every store. So, yeah. But they're going back again to the grocery store. See, they keep telling me that if you cashier at the grocery store, you'll do good. It looks like you're moving up. What they're showing me, okay, now I see you. You're cashiering, but there's a promotion. You're not going to be cashiering with people at the groceries for a while. You're moving up. So it's like I see you in administrative work. Yeah.
Okay.
You're not doing that too long. Evidently, Stella, an opening comes up, and you're qualified for it, so you no longer are a cashier and you're working up, which is more money. They're telling me you'll make more money. So this is just like a foot in the door, and then you move up. So if it's like Safeway, I'll just throw them out there. You may cashier at Safeway for 3 months. By the fourth month, you're upstairs working in administrative.
Okay. I can try that.
Okay. Well, just think about that. Think about that. I mean, I would put a few applications in at some of the grocery stores. I would. And as you do that, ask them, is there upward momentum? And if it is, that's where you need to be.
I'm ready to quit this other job. So.
Well, and apply for that. Go for that, too. I'm just telling you, the angels are showing me cashiering, but there's another job. Honey, go through it. Your destiny is what you want to do. I can tell you what I see from the angels and the guides, but it's your destiny, and that can change at any time. Right?
That's right. All right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So go for it. You know, put that application in as well as at the grocery stores, because somebody's going to call you for work. That's a promise. You are going to get called for work.
Okay. All right. I'm hopeful.
Okay. Well, all right. Believe it. Don't hope it. Believe it. Okay. Thank you, Stella, for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay, area code 631, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you today, young lady?
I'm doing good. I just went on a blind date. It seemed like it went pretty good, and then I have other people calling me because I just cried out to the universe. I don't want to be alone anymore. And what do you see with all this?
Oh, your choice, Suzanne. Whatever you want. You want me to tell you about your blind date, or what would you
I
like?
Had another person that I went to, like this BJ's. It's a store, and I went to the deli department. This guy, I don't know, liked me or whatever, so he asked my friend for my number. I gave it to him, but then he was like, he was a little rude. He said, go give me a sexy picture. Then he said his call wasn't working. So I don't know. What do you think of him or the one I saw today or anybody else? I don't even know. I'm just going to go out and have fun.
No. That guy is no. Okay, tell me about the one today. Give me his first name.
Frank. And then I'm supposed to go on a date with a Paul on Thursday.
Okay, Frank is very intelligent, and he's a no-nonsense guy. Yeah, I can tell you about him. He's a nice person.
Okay.
He's very structured. He's a very structured person. Everything needs to be in its place or whatever that you're going to do. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I see about him, about Frank.
What about Paul?
See, we have... I can't. That's another question. And I got people waiting.
Sorry.
I'm almost out. That's okay. Give Frank a chance. Like I said, he's intelligent. He's a no-nonsense man. Hey, never know.
Okay.
Give it a chance.
My friend wanted to talk to you. Do we have to hang up and try to call back in?
Yeah, please do, because there's people waiting. I need to get to them. Please.
All right, we'll try to call back in.
Okay. Thank you, Suzanne. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week, young lady. I need to check in the chat room, too. Hi, Linus. I would like to know if you see my Craftwares business picking up anytime soon. Thank you. Okay, Gabby, let me concentrate on that. Well, Gabby, July is your month. This year month is coming up to get that out and sell like crazy. July and August, those are your prime 2 months. So, yes, get it out there. Yep. In fact, any fairs or community events that might be going on in your area, girl, get a table, put it out there, and you're go. You are going to go. You're going to do good. So, but, yeah, right now, July and August, that's you. It's your time. So, okay, I'm wishing you the very best, Gabby, and thank you for the question. Okay, area code 267, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Stella again.
Hi, Stella. Go ahead.
Well, I just went on a date with a guy, and I was wondering, like, what do you say about that?
Okay. What's his first name, Stella?
Can I just say the first letter?
No, it helps when you have the name to concentrate when I take it to me.
Okay, Tony.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I need. Okay, I'm going to tell you this from the jump. Get to know him as a friend. Don't give up the punani, okay? Get to know him as a friend first.
Okay.
He's a guy that definitely puts notches in his belt. This is why I'm telling you. So I don't want you to get used and abused, okay? Communication, understanding, day by day, get to know this guy for a minute. And then if you decide later on you want to get intimate with him, so be it. That's your business. But do not start this off, because if you do, he ain't going to be around, I can tell you.
Okay. He's a player.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a player, but you're a woman that could bring that down, could make him stop and think. You know,
okay.
I don't see a long-term relationship with this guy, no. But, yeah. To be honest with you, Stella, he ain't the one. Okay? I don't want to say he's a player, but no, he's not the one. Not for you. Mm-mm. Friends, yes. Anything else? No.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
So, should I... Is there anybody else up? Can I ask that one? Would there be another guy?
Well, that's another question. You got to call back in. That's another question. But Tony, no, ma'am. You can do better than that, Stella. Way better than that. Okay?
All right.
Tony ain't the one. I'm being honest with you. You guys know I shoot from the hip. I tell you, whatever the angels tell me, I don't sugarcoat it. It is what it is. So, no. No. You can call back in. Don't forget, we're on tomorrow night, too, at 6 o'clock. So,
okay.
Call back in with your question. You're welcome, Stella. Okay, I've got time for one more. Let me see. Is this... Shanika, is this you?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay, honey. Area code 203, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, this is Ann again. I had asked you about my neighbor, but I didn't ask you for me, whether you see any romance coming for me or reconnect with an old boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Let's see what's coming up for Ann and romance.
Thank you, Linus. You're spot on all the time.
Well, let me tell you, there's a slender man. Now, I don't know if you like slender men. He's tall.
Uh-huh.
He's about 6'2". He's
wow.
Slender. He's Southern boy. Oh, almost make me want to laugh right now. He's a real down-home Southern guy. He's a white guy, but he is just, oh. I mean, I would enjoy him. He's like somebody you could sit around and laugh and talk and eat. Can I get a name, Angels? Do you have a Mac or Matt? Let me write this down. His name is
Matt.
Either Matt, M-A-T-T, or Mac, M-A-C.
Or
M-A-C. Yeah. And the Angels are saying you're going to meet him shortly, like real quick, probably within 7 days, you're going to meet this guy. But they're not telling me where you're going to meet him. But like I said, he's tall, he's slender, he's got curly hair. Yeah. It's cut short, but it's curly. Yeah. Almond eyes. He has a pronounced nose. Not that it's big, but, you know, pronounced nose, nice smile. He dresses very good.
Is he
a real good dresser.
Is he an electrician?
Is he an electrician? They're saying yes. How did you know that?
Because I've been waiting on the electrical company to send the guy to change out my fixture on my porch.
Huh.
How'd I know that,
huh? Oh. Oh. Ooh, Anne. He's going to, it's him. It's him,
it's
but he's going to flirt with you. So
well,
listen, keep
like
them ears
southern,
open.
I like that southern accent stuff. That can bowl me over.
Oh, yeah, he does. I mean, and it'll be prevalent. It's prevalent when he comes to the house to do the repairs. But he's going to flirt with you a little bit. But, yeah,
He's younger than me then. He's younger than me?
I'm not getting an age. I'm sorry. I'm not getting an age on him. The angels are saying that he's a nice guy. Also, and to tell you about him, sometimes he gets headaches or stiffness in the back of his head, right at the base of his neck. He gets stiffness sometimes. So I don't know what that's from, if he hurt himself, you know, years ago or something, and he's bothered with it. But just let you know, if he takes his hand and rubs the back of his neck, you could ask him and say, oh, do you have problems with your neck? Or, you know.
He's unattached. He's single, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Honey, if he's with somebody, I wouldn't even tell you. No. I won't do that to you.
Okay.
No, ma'am. No, he's single. But, yeah, he's single. Nice guy. What I'm picking up right now. So remember the name, either Matt or Mac. He's slender, and he's going to come in and do the work for you. And at that time, you know, you can flirt back because he's going to flirt with you. He thinks you're cute.
Okay.
He does. He thinks you're cute. So he may say something now off the, what do I want to say, off the cuff,
actually,
but not nasty or disrespectful. No way will it be disrespectful.
The owner's name is Matt, but he's not Southern, and he usually does commercial work.
No, it's not him.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not him. Uh-uh. Okay, girl.
Thank
Let
you
me
so
know.
Well.
Let me
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. All right, everybody, it's down to the wire now. So I just want to thank everybody from around the world and all the folks in the chat room and the people on the phone. I appreciate you guys, and I honor you guys, and I thank you so much for calling. And, Gabby, you're most welcome anytime. All the people in the chat room, guest 12, 280 and 282, thank you for joining the show. If no one has told you today that they love you, I do. I love all of you, each and every one of you, and I thank you for calling in the show. Now, don't forget, call in tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for me and Nina. Both will be on, okay? All righty. See you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. I don't know why I'm saying 6:10.